Value inversion. Government can control prices to some degree, but eventually the market asserts itself and prices change to more accurately reflect value as perceived by most of the society. I guess governments always want to reduce the price of gold so they can buy more. Or maybe they're not that smart. Maybe they just want to continue to profit from the inflation tax. Maybe they don't realize the trouble inflation will eventually cause their descendants. When government price controls fail, and the fiat currency collapses, that causes a value inversion. The value of the fiat currency goes from very little to none at all. And the value of gold goes from repressed and boring to expressed and soaring. The price of gold is not the only price affected by the value inversion. Every price the government has been suppressing goes up, and every price the government has been supporting goes down. The government loses control. And it's not just prices that are affected. Most social interactions do not involve arriving at a formal price, but all social interactions involve value. It's not just the formal economy that's affected by the value inversion. It's the entire fabric of the society. The value inversion is going to happen soon. And it's going to be historic. The Great Depression of the 1930s is kind of the benchmark for economic calamity. Way back in the 30s, we were still on the gold standard. That gave the economic and governmental system a lot more stability. This will be the first time in history that this kind of crisis has happened to a large part of the world at the same time. It appears that every country controlled by the same banking families that control the USA, all those countries will be affected, and I'm guessing that includes most of the countries of the world. My understanding is that Russia is the only major country that has resisted this central banking scam at all. And the Russians only rejected the Western central banks in order to install their own homegrown version of that same banking scam. But that will probably be enough to protect the Russians from the worst effects of the fall. I also think that the internet will act as a stabilizing force. Broad bandwidth communications channels act as a feedback mechanism. Feedback stabilizes a society. In the 30s, there was just a very small amount of information transfer between people in the USA and people in Europe. In today's society, how many terabytes are transmitted across the Atlantic Ocean every day? On the other hand, we may have to deal with a new problem, exponential deflation. I think deflation is a good thing, and exponential deflation is exponentially better. The problem we're facing is not the deflation itself, but the reactions of the current establishment to that deflation. Technology is deflationary. Technology is improving at an exponential rate. Technological deflation may also be happening at an exponential rate. We should also note that when a tyrant tries to achieve stability by censoring information, he's sealing his own doom. Cutting off internal communications reduces feedback and makes the society more unstable and more likely to devolve into chaos. That principle has just been demonstrated by the U.S. government. The riots are created and fed by the censorship. If people know they're being lied to and kept in the dark, they get irritated. That's why tyrants like shadow banning and don't admit they're censoring until they get desperate. Maybe we'll just have a depression, but it won't be any more dangerous than the flu. Maybe we can learn that all crimes matter. Maybe we can just say no to governmental crimes and all crimes. Maybe we can get through this with a minimum of violence and deceit. I think it's possible, and I hope it'll happen. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.